celebrating. Let's celebrate in the hall.
Yes, reception's on.
There's a good reception out in the hall. Excellent. All right, Yes, we can do, Carla, item number 557, please.
557. Appoint Mike Elliott and Aaron Zollenkopf and reappoint Jenny Glass and Patty Tillett to the Portland Parks and Recreation Board.
Commissioner Fish?
I think you just caught me. Let me just see. Okay, good. Excuse me. We had a very busy morning. Mayor and colleagues, the Portland Parks Board provides a forum for public discussion and advises the Parks Commissioner, the Parks Director, and City Council on policy matters relating to Portland Parks and Rec. Board members are all volunteers, and we are grateful for their service to the community. Today, I'm pleased to welcome up Parks Director Adina Long. Adina, you're having a busy day. This is one of three issues that you'll be speaking to provide a report on the Parks Board membership, including welcoming two new board members. Welcome, Director Long.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. I'm Adina Long, Portland Parks and Recreation Director. At Parks, we have a strong and engaged board with members who bring to the table a broad set of skills. They are passionate about parks and the mission of the Bureau to provide access to parks and recreation for all Portlanders. This year, the Parks Board has two vacancies to fill. One vacancy was left open last year, and one vacancy was due to the resignation of a member earlier this year. In February, then Interim Director Kia Selly reviewed the 2019 Parks Board appointment process with Commissioner Fish. The board selected members to serve as the nominating committee along with the commissioner's staff, Todd Lufgren, and myself. Following the recruitment, application review, and interviews, the board voted to nominate Mike Elliott and Aaron Zollenkopf at their May 14th meeting. Mike has nearly 30 years of business experience with national employee benefits consulting firms, most recently with Portland-based M Benefit Solutions. He is an analytical systemic thinker with broad-based experience that includes management, budgeting, consensus building, strategic planning, and consulting to C-suite management teams and boards of directors. A third-generation Oregonian, Mike traveled extensively as a military brat. He graduated with a BA from Northwestern University with majors in economics and mathematical methods in the social sciences. After returning to Oregon and joining M Benefit Solutions, Mike earned his MBA from the Portland State University. Mike retired in October 2016 and is excited about giving back to the region in ways that align with his interests in the local community, the outdoors, financial services, and food access. For the past 2 years, Mike has been a member of the Board of Directors for Farmers Market Fund. As noted in Mike's interest statement, he has been a frequent user of Portland Parks for over 30 years. He is excited about working with the members of the board and with the Bureau to serve the community in their efforts to carry out and enhance parks to benefit all Portlanders. Aaron is the CEO of Susan Matlack Jones and Associates, a firm that specializes in accounting and bookkeeping services for nonprofit organizations in Oregon and Washington. Aaron serves as the board treasurer for Boom Arts, a small arts organization focused on bringing global performance with a social justice message to Portland, and also as the board treasurer and head of the finance review team for 99 Girlfriends, a collective women's giving circle that has granted over $770,000 since it started 3 years ago. Erin speaks at and leads workshops in her field, including a workshop series through the Regional Arts and Culture Council called DIY Accounting for Small Arts Nonprofits. Besides accounting, Erin enjoys spending time with her husband and two young children playing piano and mandolin and adventuring outdoors. Erin is a fifth-generation Oregonian who grew up in Northeast Portland. She graduated from Portland State University with a degree in English in 2008. Erin's interest in serving on the Parks Board stems from her lifelong benefit from using Portland's Parks and Recreation's community centers. from learning how to swim to hiking through Forest Park to going with her three-year-old to explore and play at Westmoreland Park. These experiences helped develop Erin as an individual and connected her with her family in meaningful ways. She'd like to give back to the community by joining the Portland Parks Board. Mike's appointment would be to fill the partial term left vacant that ends June 30th, 2020, with the option to be reappointed to a full three-year term next year. Erin's appointment would be her first full three-year term. The board also has two members up for reappointment. At the May 14 meeting, the board voted to reappoint Jenny Glass and Patty Tillett, who will complete their first term on the board June 30th, 2019. Jenny is the executive director of the Rosewood Initiative and lives in Northeast Portland. She has a BS in community development from Portland State University. Jenny has been involved with the Portland Development Commission, now Prosper Portland, Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Team, East Portland Action Plan, and EPAP subcommittees, Community Peace Collaborative, Renew, and East Portlanders Inspiring Change. Jenny's service on the Parks Board is driven by her desire to ensure that East Portland has representation on the Parks Board and receives needed investment, including great quality and culturally relevant recreation activities. Patty Tillett is an architect, urban designer, and city planner with 40 years of international professional experience, having worked for consulting firms and public agencies in many parts of the world before settling in the Pacific Northwest. Patty has been involved in downtown revitalization strategies and over 30 campus master plans for colleges, universities, and state capitals. He resides in Northwest Portland and holds a diploma in architecture from Oxford and a Master of Civic Design from Liverpool. Patty brings to the Parks Board his extensive professional experience as well as his experience on the Portland Parks Foundation Board and 30 years on various urban design committees in Portland. Jenny and Patty's reappointment to the board would be for their second three-year term ending on June 30, 2022. We have submitted the report for these Parks Board appointments and reappointments for your consideration and approval. Thank you.
Very good. I'll accept a motion unless there's any further discussion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, we're very excited to welcome Jenny and Patty back. Jenny Glass and Patty Tillich have unique perspectives to offer the Parks Board. We thank them for their service, and I want to also thank the Parks Board for the elaborate process they went through to identify new members. Mike Elliott and Erin Zollenkopf are really terrific candidates, and we're lucky that people of this caliber are choosing to volunteer their time. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that on Saturday, Director Long and I were at David Douglas High School opening our 57th community garden, our 16th east of 82nd, and our second with David Douglas. So it was quite a wonderful celebration. Thanks to all four. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Well, these all sound like wonderful appointments, and I want to thank all of them for their service, and I want to especially appreciate Erin Zollenkopf. I'm a big fan of Boom Arts and other work that she does, and I'm excited to see what she will bring. I vote aye.
Fritz?
It was an honor to work with Patricia Frobes and Kendall Clausen, the Parks Board co-chairs, when I was in charge of Parks, to look at how do the new members get selected. And as was mentioned, it's a collaboration between a subcommittee and the commissioner's office and the director. They also developed an elaborate matrix to look at all of the different demographics and interests and skills of the current members to see where are the gaps and where where do we need people to live and work and play, and what kinds of things do they do? So we used that with a recent recruitment, or that system with a recent recruitment for the Portland Utility Board, and I think it should stand as a model for the entire city for all of our recruitments, because it really points out where you've got expertise and where you need different kinds of skills and experiences. So I'm a big fan of the Portland Parks Board. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think these are excellent appointments and reappointments, and I appreciate it when people are willing to step up for what can often be very complicated, but obviously very important work. Our parks are beloved, as Commissioner Fish has said many times, and we need the right people from the community helping to guide us. And in this case, I think Commissioner Fish and Director Long, you've provided us with some excellent people to do just that. I vote aye. The report's accepted, and the appointments are accepted as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dina.
Colleagues, could we